This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Length reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
For TER Politics, chatting right now with my friend Chris Teffel. We're going to devote the entire TER Politics to Mr. T here right now. Pretty interesting guy. We're having some trouble recording, so let's hope that it works this time. Having said that, Chris, we were talking about the pros and cons of the Trump administration. You and I were talking off mic a little bit about what's going on with immigration. There are a number of other topics I want to chat about with you. One is trade, obviously, and the other one is his posturing in the Middle East. Let's start out talking about immigration, and let's talk about how Trump is totally out of the box from the other politicians. Most other politicians have an ulterior motive. They really don't care, I don't think, about the illegal immigrants themselves. They care about the votes that those folks could garner them. What's your opinion on this?
Well, you said a mouthful there. I remember about 20 years ago, when Bush Jr. and Al Gore were running against one another, one of the cartoonists I used did one for me when I was writing about immigration. And what it showed Al was Bush and Gore with their arm around one another, smiling, standing on this political platform that says unlimited immigration. We stand on the same platform. Cheap labor for Democrats. Cheap labor for Republicans, rather, and cheap votes for Democrats. So there's a lot of hypocrisy out there with these people. For example, right now with this whole issue at the border, you've got Democrat politicians that want Trump's scalp because of all this terrible thing with the children that they're going through, who didn't care a bit about it when Barack Obama was president. The same thing was happening. So there's a lot of politics involved. There's a lot of hypocrisy involved. The problem President Trump has right now is that, like with so many other things, he's coming into the White House after such a long period of time where you had an establishment-controlled Democrat or an establishment-controlled Republican as president, working with Congresses where there's really little difference between the parties when you get right down to it. And he's trying to clean up some of the things from before. Some of it he's ignorant about and the way he's going about it. We'll talk about that where it concerns trade in a while. Some of it he is well-intentioned about. Most of it I think he's well-intentioned about. But as is the case with so much of our public discourse and what goes on in Washington, Al, he is dealing with symptoms, not the root cause of problems. Is he doing the right thing in trying to correct this problem of illegal immigration? Of course he is. What I would like to see him do is to go and start talking about the root cause of this, because the fact of the matter is, and he has alluded to this even himself in the past, not so much where our southern border here in the U.S. is concerned, but the problems in the Middle East. When you look at both of them, the flood of people out of Middle Eastern countries into Europe, the flood of people from Central America and Mexico into the U.S., most of that has been caused by people that run this country. And so what the left and the right need to get their heads out of the rear end and understand is that instead of fighting with, you know, based on these dog whistles that both sides respond to, instead of fighting over symptoms, let's go back and talk about the problem. And I'm gonna say something really crazy here, or some people might think that. You know, right now we are telling Syria, a country on the other side of the world, where we have no legal or legitimate right to be engaged at all, a country that does not remotely represent a threat to the United States. Their refugees are not coming here except in small numbers, and that is indirectly. We're over there telling them on their own territory that they can't take offensive measures against Al-Qaeda, which I thought were supposed to be the bad guys. We're telling Bashar Assad he can't do anything about it. Why don't we bring that same attitude to our own hemisphere? Let's dust off and modernize the Monroe Doctrine. And Donald Trump would be the guy to do it and to sell this and hopefully do it right And instead of being engaged elsewhere in the world where he himself has said we've done nothing but create problems and damage, let's clean up some of what we created in the past in our own hemisphere. And if there's countries like Honduras, where people are coming from because they have misery down there, or Mexico or wherever, you know what? We'll do is the best we can to try and be friends with and cooperate with those governments. But at the end of the day, the people coming from those countries represent an economic and security threat to this country. But we got to make sure that those people don't want to come here in the first place because their life is such a mess because of drugs and gangs and crime. So, hey, if these countries themselves can't clean it up, we'll do it. We've got a lot more cause to do it in our own backyard than we do in Syria and elsewhere.
Clean it up where, Griffin? You're talking about the folks from the southern hemisphere here. Clean it up how?
Well, first of all, what we have done in the past, and I sent you in advance of this show a story about Honduras specifically. And you can look at Honduras. Nicaragua is deteriorating again for much the same reason. The people that are behind this government, they claim to speak sometimes in the name of the American people. They sure as hell don't speak in mine. I don't think they act in yours. But we have been the ones that have taken socially and economically cohesive nations in South America, Central America, even Mexico, and we've destabilized them in one way or another to fit our own agenda, to benefit Wall Street or banks or corporations. We've helped governments get into office. There are nothing but whores for the corporate and banking interests in this country. And so we are the ones, we am saying corporately, it is people outside of those countries that have destabilized them and caused the situation where, you know, this family gets up today in Honduras or Mexico, wherever, they don't decide just as a lark that they're going to move to America and antagonize Donald Trump or Pat Buchanan or whoever. They move here because they think the risk to their life and limb and everything else involved still represents the potential to them of a less bad situation or better situation than the mess they have at home with drugs and gangs and corrupt governments. And we are the cause of much of that. So we need to go in there and lend a legitimate helping hand to people instead of to capital, help these countries clean up their own mess, and then we won't have this migrant problem.
Okay, Chris, let me ask you a question. Now, you made a comment off mic earlier, or perhaps earlier today, about Syria, how you have a totally legitimate country, and we're trying to tell them what to do. We've got about 2 minutes here, and that's all. So I want you to tell me, what do? We go into those countries and help them clean it up on location? Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm saying that instead of doing such things in Syria with bad motives and bad results, let's, if it's necessary to clean up the drug gang and the violence and all the rest of it, let's help our neighbors immediately to our south, because that's where our most pressing and immediate flow of migrants that we don't want is coming from. But we're the cause of it. And if we go in and reverse that cause and clean things up, they won't be coming.
You know, you make a really interesting point, but it's a point that I think would be argued ad nauseum, at least between the two parties, and I think between many, many members of the same party. To me, that makes all the sense in the world. I don't think Trump is going to go in that direction, but I think that he should, only because it is common sense. Having said that, I have some interesting stories about immigration that I garnered from a friend of mine, Jose Lopez, who was an immigration official. He was a manager. He also eventually got bumped up to Homeland Security because the guy was so good. He said the perception that we're getting, you and I are getting in the newspapers, on the internet, etc., about what's going on in terms of theoretically tearing children away from their parents. Jose said that's totally not true. He said the people who the children are getting separated from are, in many cases, illegal attorneys. They're basically profit seekers. He said the parents aren't even in the same locale. And that's something interesting. That's something to think about. I want to get into that and some other issues here, Chris, shortly in the next segment. Time for a quick commercial break, folks.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. Continuing our chat with Mr. T here. We're talking right now about immigration. There are a lot of issues in the immigration question that I think are very, very intriguing. They're certainly divisive in our country. On the one hand, people are saying you have to help these poor people. On the other hand, people are saying, yeah, but it is illegal. Look at some of the folks who are coming into our country who are actually dangerous. Look at the popping up of sanctuary cities. which are doing our country no good whatsoever, and the game goes on and on and on. I have to say, as Brian Baer told me in a conversation I had with him in his office a number of years ago, he said, Al, here's the deal. You can't put the toothpaste back in the tube. You're not going to send millions of people in this country anywhere, let alone back to Mexico. He said, what you have to do is you have to have an effective identification process. I think, personally speaking, Chris, that the problem has gotten so large that I think it is almost beyond the scope of a simple solution. What are your comments on that?
Well, it has been allowed to get large. As we said in the last segment, you know, this is thing that Democrats, Republicans alike will flap their gums about. Nobody ever really does anything because there's a lot of hypocrisy. And as I said, for Democrats, unlimited immigration represents a lot of cheap votes. For Republicans, it's cheap labor. Both of them are at fault for allowing things to get to this point, and the American people for putting people back in office who won't change things. So that's where we're at. The point mainly I was trying to make is that we need to get off of this left versus right thing fighting over the symptoms of a much bigger problem, and that is the way in which U.S.-based capitalism, U.S.-based military and intelligence intrigue in the first place is what has so destabilized most of these countries that it's destroyed their own social fabric and economic security, and that's a big part of the reason why we have these migrants coming here in the first place. At some point, we need to get to that root cause.
The question is, I would agree that that's where we need to get. The fact of the matter is that going to happen because of all the political infighting that's going on? Regardless of whether Melania Trump goes down to the border, which she did, and as was reported, the liberals said she was totally the inappropriate person to go down there, so they can't even give the Trump family credit for the woman just trying to go down there and get her in-person observations, for lack of better terms. This thing has gotten to be, to call it a political football, Chris, is way, way understatement. I don't think that the liberals or the conservatives care so much about the people as they care about their own future. But let's go into some of the comments that Donald Trump is making right now about immigration, and they are.
Well, what he said the other day, and this is where you end up when you're dealing with symptoms instead of the root cause of a problem. And he said the other day, somewhat in frustration, and I think very simply and matter-of-factly, that he's put in a position right now in the U.S. generally is taking one of two choices, neither one of which you really want. Either number one, you are totally weak, and you have totally open borders, and we are overrun, and we have much bigger problems for migration, somewhat similar to what they're having in some European nations right now, which is belatedly causing pushback over there with the leaders of numerous European nations, whether it's Italy, Hungary, Austria, and the Netherlands, and the rest. Even now in Germany, Merkel is in trouble over this. You know, that's a choice you don't want to take. At the same time, If you clamp down on this and you're strong, you're told you're heartless and terrible, and that's not really what you want to be either. And if you know, Donald Trump has had a gun to his head and he's told he's got to make one of these two choices, and he says, well, then I guess the one I've got to make is to be strong and to be tough and to be strict and enforce our laws. And, you know, and that's better than doing nothing, but in the end, that's temporary. Because the you know, when you can identify what is causing a problem you're trying to solve, yes, you need to deal with the fallout from the problem, but at some point you also need to figure out what's causing it in the first place. And nobody wants to do that.
I think people want a lot of people want to do that, but unfortunately, I don't think the universe of those people really includes the politicians. I think so many of them are so damn set on making the other side look bad so they can garner more votes, particularly in 2018 and 2020, that the immigrants who are coming to our country basically fearing their lives in their origin country, the original countries, I think people really aren't thinking about them as they should. Now, you know, then you have to ask yourself, well, what about Ron Paul's philosophy? Dr. Paul basically maintains that we should let the Mexicans, the Hondurans, and everybody else solve their own problems. Well, unfortunately, the environment has gotten to be such that that's not possible because they are doing the logical thing, which is forcing the United States to step in here. Wouldn't you agree with that?
Well, look, the U.S. stepping in the first place in some of those countries and putting stooges of Wall Street and corporate America or the CIA or all of the above in charge, destroying those countries' social fabric, destroying their way of life. That's why they're coming here in the first place. So we caused this problem to a very great extent, and we need to own up to that. As the president has admitted in other contexts when it comes to how we've screwed up the Middle East, and admit that we screwed up our own backyard and do something about it, do something constructive about it, because I think if they had the choice, these people wouldn't be coming here. They want to live in their countries of birth. They want to live with their own people. They don't want to have to get up and take these risks to come here, but they make that decision because the worst of the risks and the worst that the U.S. has to offer is better than their lot in life at home.
And unfortunately, too many politicians, Chris, aren't owning up to that fact. They're simply looking to garner more votes. They're simply looking to make the other side look bad, et cetera, et cetera. And this is, in my opinion, unconscionable. There's an interesting word to use here. Chris, we almost at the end of this segment, but we do have about 2 minutes here. I want to introduce the subject of what's going on in the international trade arena. You know, Trump was made out to look like a really, really villainous individual with some of the things that he said at the G7 meeting. I think, theoretically, in many instances, Trump is right in the fact that we have to level the playing field. But I want to talk about the pros and cons of that, because I think that, along with the immigration issue that we've been discussing here, are going to be the crux of what people are going to, how they're going to vote, I guess I should say, in 2018. Real quick, just give us a brief introduction. You got a minute.
Well, it's only going to be an introduction. Look, bottom line is Donald Trump, his instincts are good, but here again, as with immigration, at best in some of these respects on trade and with these tariff threats back and forth, he is dealing only with symptoms of much deeper-seated problems, some of which I don't really think he understands. I've made the characterization, Al, that when I listen to him talk about trade and some of the people around him, to some extent, I think I'm listening to Archie Bunker and Barney Hefner down at Kelsey's Bar. And yes, they have a right to be upset that we've gotten the short end of the stick as far as our own workers and our own companies and so forth, but they're just recoiling out of anger. They really don't understand what got us into this in the first place.
I agree 100%. We're going to want to talk about this more, ladies and gentlemen. Time for another quick commercial break.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-910-5936. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-910-5936. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-910-5936. 1-800-910-5936.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome in. Continuing on with KER Politics, Chris Temple and I have talked about the immigration situation. I'd like to get your views on that, and I know we'll be no short of comments on that one this weekend. But I want to go on and chat with Chris about the situation vis-a-vis the international trade. A lot of people are saying that we are throwing our trusted allies, our longtime allies, under the bus with some of the things that Trump is saying and planning to put into practice. Chris, how do you feel about that?
Well, there's different ways to address this, and we can't possibly get to it, Al, but all of it, Al. But number one of the things that the president is completely clueless on is that when you have, as the U.S. has had since the end of World War II, the world's chief reserve currency, by definition, one of the ways in which, the key way in which, other countries get dollars with which to engage in global trade based in dollars is they run trade surpluses with the U.S. So it shouldn't be any mystery to anybody in that sense why the U.S. has a trade deficit, as it must if we want the world to continue to use dollars. That's how they get dollars. The president seems totally clueless about that, like he has utterly no understanding of that monetary side of things. That's number one. Number two, I also sent to you, and I'm going to talk specifically about China for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
I also sent to you in advance of our discussion a piece that I referred to a few times in the past in discussing this issue that Lou Lehrman wrote in the American Spectator several years ago, where, and I hope you'll put that link up, he makes the case, and I believe this myself, that to the extent that China today is a key economic rival of the U.S., it is because U.S.-based banking, financial, and corporate interests created that rival. much as historians will show you these days, after in retrospect, that the only reason we ever had a Soviet Union, against we had a Cold War for so long, was because Western interests financed it and supported it until it became redundant. The same thing has happened with China, where China was set up to a very great extent by U.S. corporations and financial concerns as the manufacturing hub of the world. And they decided to fire American workers and go to China because labor costs were cheaper, other costs were cheaper, you didn't have the same environmental safeguards and all the rest, and that helped China to become the power that it is today. So the fact that you've had this symbiotic relationship between the U.S. and China, biggest one like it in world history, the biggest vendor financing scheme in world history, is largely of the U.S.'s own invention. And President Trump seems to get that once in a while, but I don't know that he completely understands what to do to fix it. His instincts as a businessman, and I think wanting to just support trade and prosperity in a very, very general sense, he would like to be able to say, all right, this has gone on long enough, not only from China, but from European nations, from others, where we have to drop our tariffs, as we've done, so that you can sell all your stuff here. You still have tariffs where it comes to U.S. goods. We want a level playing field. If he has his way personally and there was no other influence involved in it, Al, I think that where he wants to end up is that staring down the rest of the world and our trading partners from a position right now of relative strength with a healthier U.S. economy, healthier markets and all the rest is going to get them to capitulate. At the end of the day, they lower tariffs. So worldwide, you would have less in the way of restrictions to free trade. You would have much freer and now fairer trade again. And he'll be a hero for having been a hard ass, but gone to the mat and done this. That's where he wants this to end up. The scary thought is that there are people around him that want to do with China what the Reagan administration did to the Soviet Union. And use this trade war that seems to be bubbling and getting ready to really get launched as a means to knock China strategically and economically down one or two pegs. And that is a very scary thought, both for the global peace as well as it is for markets, which in most respects are rather overvalued right now, because you're not going to go to the mat against China without completely destabilizing their overleveraged economy and causing a crisis that will ripple around the globe. That is what some of the people around Trump want.
You know, one comment I want to make about what you just said, it's got nothing to do with the context or content of what you just said necessarily, but it has everything to do with the way that Trump is communicating it. You know, Trump's commentary after the G7 meeting was very interesting. I watched it actually twice, and he basically said that we're doing a good thing, all the countries agree with me, etc., etc. Now, that was his perception, but the perception that I got after listening to Trudeau Jr. out of Canada is that all Donald Trump really did, because of the way he communicated his ideas, was piss people off. And I think that that is his biggest problem. I think Trump has got some great ideas. I've said this many times, but the fact of the matter is he is a Jersey brawler, and his methods of communication, in my opinion, are totally, totally incorrect. I'd like a quick comment from you on that one, Chris.
You know, I don't know if I'd say that they're totally incorrect. I mean, true.
The way he does it. I'm saying the way he does it.
Well, yeah. I mean, look, he's never been housebroken. He's not been scripted and groomed by all of these different houses and lobbying groups on K Street and the rest to know how to say the right thing in the right way and not offend anybody. That's not him. It's one of the reasons he's president, is because he's that way. Is because at least some people in America decided we don't want the slick Obamas or the slick and ignorant Bushes, either one. We want somebody who is going to break the mold and actually look out for the American people for a change. That's all good. And, you know, to some extent, if someone like Justin Trudeau, who seems to be so easily offended by words, he needs to buck up or find a new job or know how to counter Trump with something effective. You know, sure, Trump can be an idiot. Well, you know, he blamed Canada for burning the White House during the War of 1812. I don't think Canada had anything to do with that. So he does say these things that are just goofy. No question about that. But that's not the complete definition of the man either. So I think to some extent, yeah, sometimes Trump makes me cringe. But, you know, some of these other foreign leaders need to wake up to the fact that the whole global neoliberal establishment is being rebelled against in one way or the other. Donald Trump is one manifestation of that in America. They'd better figure out how to grapple with it instead of just crying because their feelings are hurt.
You know, the one comment I would make about Trump, other than just talking about the way he communicates, is the way that he and his family show. You know, I was watching Melina last night on the news in her exploits, for lack of better terms, down at the border. I believe it was the Texas-Mexican border down there. And I have to say that she shows really well, but she doesn't show as well as, let's say, a Margaret Thatcher or what have you. And unfortunately, when you're in a position that she is in, you have to deal a little bit more, I think, with your appearance in terms of attempting to look a little bit more sophisticated and a little bit more. And I'm not saying she's not, but I'm saying you have to kind of tune your physical appearance to looking like a mature, caring individual who has the ability to actually provide input to her husband where a problem can be solved. I'm not sure that Melina is doing that effectively. Now, I know a little bit about her background, and I have to say I would take her background head and shoulders above the background of many of the other female spouses of politicians out there. But a lot of people are unaware of exactly how sophisticated Melina Trump is. Ladies and gentlemen, that's a problem in my opinion. We're going to be right back to wrap up KER Politics.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. At Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid Foundational Storage, partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A+ Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Okay, welcome back here to wrap up KER Politics with Chris Temple. By the way, in the future, Chris is going to be playing a little bit of a larger role in KER Politics. He's going to help me out by doing a couple segments with me for the weekend radio shows, and I'm looking forward to that. He's a very interesting guy. He's a very well-read guy. A lot of the things that we talk about on the show here, by the way, appear in Chris's newsletter and Chris's website. His new letter is the National Investor. Talk a little bit about what you're doing from a political standpoint in some of your venues, Chris.
Well, you know, a lot of people don't like talking about politics. I remember back in the days when I first got involved in the financial planning business, Al, and the people I worked with thought I was a bit of a Looney Tune because I was all interested. I mean, I'm going back to the late 70s when I started, believe it or not. But I had an interest in the Federal Reserve, wanted to know how it works, and everybody thought that, what do you need to know that for? That's a bit goofy. That's what conspiracy theorists worry about. And, of course, these days you can't swing a dead cat without hearing something about the Fed, because that's what runs everything from a monetary standpoint. So I've always tried to find the best and most understandable ways in which to explain to people at its core how the system works, all of these political, geopolitical, and economic things, and then craft portfolio recommendations and find good ideas of companies based on all of that. And you know, I don't want to turn this whole segment into a commercial, but just go to my website, nationalinvestor.com, and you'll see a lot of stuff there. Economics, politics, investment ideas, and more. Very shortly, I'll be unveiling my new website, which is going to be more in a political and social and economic justice area. It's really going to be a lot of fun, and more so, which is what I wanted to finish up this segment with, it's going to talk about how to get to the root cause of some of these problems we've been talking about, whether it's trade, economics, immigration, whatever, but do it in a constructive and a positive way, because, you know, our political discourse in this country is a joke. It's the canned left and the canned right yelling at each other, their respective followers responding to their various dog whistles. And I'll tell you, sometimes I get equally aggravated by Fox News as I do by MSNBC, because it's all partisan, it's all a game, it's all a scripted circus, Al, and none of this stuff deals really with people and with issues as it should.
Chris, I have to tell you, I actually stopped watching Fox News while O'Reilly was still on there. Not because I dislike Bill O'Reilly, but because he made me so angry, as some of the other people did at the time. Now, I have to say that today I'm back to Fox News because I think Tucker Carlson is doing, quite frankly, a pretty good job. I think the problem that we have right now in the environment throughout the world, the political environment, is that people are looking out for themselves. People are looking to garner more votes. Nobody really cares. And let's take kind of an interesting example of that here. Nobody really cares about the Middle East. They're slamming Israel. They're slamming the quote-unquote Palestinians, which is a kind of a false name, for lack of better terms. And nobody is saying, let's work together. They're blaming the Palestinians, or I'm sorry, they're blaming the Jews, the Israelis, I have to say, because Israel is a very secular country, a majority secular. They're blaming Israel for causing all the problems, and many people on the other side are blaming the Palestinians for causing all the problems. What would happen if we just decide, if humanity just decided to make the world a better place, as Jordan Peterson says in his great book, 12 Worlds, 12 Rules for Life. Don't concentrate necessarily on micro issues. Look at the macro situation, where if everybody realized they would be better off if they just worked for, I don't want to use the word peace because that's a cliche that has been used over and over again, but basically just worked for making the world a better place, because that way the problems that we have with illegal immigration in the United States and the problems that we have in the Middle East would more likely than not go away. Any comments on that, Chris?
Well, I agree generally with the spirit of what you said. I don't want to get into the Middle East because there's some important things closer to home that I think we need to stress in the balance of the time that we have left. But, you know, some of the people, for example, I want to use one example here, because this is one of the, for all this year, this is about the best thing and smartest thing politically and as far as justice that I've heard come out of Donald Trump's mouth, is that when he was getting ready to go to Canada for the G7 meeting, he was in this wide-ranging give and take with reporters on the White House lawn, and he threw down the gauntlet to these phonies like Colin Kaepernick and some of these other athletes that want to get attention and press and notoriety by kneeling during the national anthem. Now, and look, here's what he did. He said that if you guys are really serious worrying about racial injustices and how a lot of people are done wrong by the criminal justice system who are minorities, start sending me names and cases of people for me to look at, so it, with worthy ones, I can commute their sentence or pardon them. You never heard that from Barack Obama, who promised to do that kind of thing many times, never really did anything except talk most of the time. Certainly nobody before him. Republican and Democrat administrations alike, going back to Nixon, all right, have, no question about it, created a system in this country that we have 5% of the planet's population and 25% of the planet's prison population, prison and jail population. We lock up people at a faster rate than China, Cuba, Russia, and all these other bogeymen out there. Because there's a lot of money in it, because the justice system is corrupt, and because in the last generation, no question about it, you can go and point out the specific legislation. People that run this country, Republican and Democrat alike, decided to rig the system so that it does disproportionately target minorities, lock them up for longer for similar crimes, and so forth. So more than anybody before him, Donald Trump showed that you can't put him in this left versus right thing. And he sees an injustice, and he wants to do something about it. And he's telling the Kaepernicks and these other clowns out there, prove that you really care about these people, and this is more than just a photo op and running your mouth and hating me. Start sending me names. And I'll tell you one, I would love to see him, because I need to editorialize on this, because this is a man who was treated horribly by the system, and that's George Ryan, the former governor of Illinois, because that man in the first place was gone after by the Justice Department because he called out, as he left office, both state and federal prosecutors and their unlimited power, and how what they literally do is you have a murder in Chicago, all right? it's all in the papers. You got to find a perpetrator, right? If you can't find a perpetrator, we'll find one. We'll go on to some bridge someplace, find some homeless black guy that's illiterate. There's our man. And we'll hopefully he's got a record, and then it's a slam dunk. You give him a court-appointed lawyer, you run him through the process, hold his hand, make sure there's no reversible error committed, and you've got that. All the time we hear about people after years and years, even decades today, with DNA evidence, other new evidence, where it's no secret anymore that lots of people in this country, most of them are minorities, have been locked up unjustly. They've been run through a system rigged against them. And so this is the kind of a thing where Donald Trump has shined recently in my eyes.
Yeah, but the American people don't know it, Chris, because the damn press don't even report that.
Well, I hope that of all of the other people he's looking at for pardons, and I hope that he exercises aggressively this power that he has to correct these injustices. I truly hope that, because he talked about pardoning or commuting Rob Blagojevich's sentence. To me, and knowing a little bit about both of these cases, because I lived in that part of the country for a while, he needs to outright pardon George Ryan before he's dead and can't get some appreciation out of that.
Well, there's a lot of things that need to happen as a result of what Trump is doing. I support Trump very, very strongly. I supported Trump very strongly back in, probably starting in about 2015 when I realized what he was all about. I think he can. His administration and his brashness, I think, can make the United States a better place. I don't think there's any question about that. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd be curious to know what you think. I don't want any damn conspiracy theories or anything like that. I don't want to hear about the damn Rothschilds anymore. I don't want to hear about the demonic institutions that many of our listeners are talking about. I want to hear specifically about what Chris and I discuss in this particular show. Any comments that don't deal specifically with our commentary are going to simply be taken off the blog. Chris, always a pleasure. Thanks, man.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guest by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.